This region is already known to be a very scarce, one of the most scarce in the world. But we are observing that there is an acceleration and there is an intensification of water scarcity that in the next 40 years will bring to the highest intensity in history of this scarcity. So we need to address this issue in a very profound way. As you know, several things are coming into play from the population growth, but also climate change. So we need to be ready to address all the challenges that will come and the region will face in the coming years.
What are the challenges when dealing with these issues?
Well, mostly we have to consider that there is probably enough water for potability, for drinking. But for the agriculture, for producing food, there is not enough. There was never enough in the past. There will be much less in the future. So one of the major challenges is that agriculture has to be more performing, has to be more productive, be able to share more the quota of water resources for other users, but also internally has to be capable to be more productive. And unfortunately, due to the food crisis of 2008, the volatility of the price and so on, the country have been limited in production. They are the largest importer of food from outside, so they discovered themselves very vulnerable to the import. Consequently, most of the agricultural policy in some country tends to increase the production inside. So the internal productivity. But increasing production doesn't mean that you won't expand the land, because otherwise you have land, but you don't have water. It's a vicious circle, because if you want more food, you need more water. So the only thing is to increase the productivity inside and efficiency at the best possible. But at the same time, there should be policy that address also the international trades and other, let's say, cooperative dimension of the food production and food security.
How is the Regional Water Scarcity Initiative going to address these challenges?
Well, first of all, I would say that with the new strategic framework of FAO, the initiative will gather most of the resources of FAO and focus in this region. But also it will mobilize several of the institutions and organizations that are already working in the region in order to really establish a sort of task force, critical mass of capacity in order to support the country in this process of transformation and be able to, let's say, better face, better address their future development. At the same time, I think there will be major focus on the farmer. Family farmers, small farmers that are very relevant in the region will be at the center of the assessment, of the analysis, of the implementation part. We believe that we will put in place a mechanism that really will be based on evidence that any policy, any governance restructuring, any practice will be conducive to some impact on the ground.